Hello, it's Angel. Something that really gets me in the mood for sex, for getting ready to seduce someone. I love seduction. I love everything about tempting someone and setting the mood to lead up to that closeness that the levels of arousal where you can't look away, you can't stop touching, you can't be close enough to another person to where there's no other thought in your head but feeling that other person, but experiencing them, but the world around you does not exist. The only thing out there is that other person. And I love creating those moments, those evenings, mornings, the audios I share. I love putting people in that headspace to just escape for a little bit and be in that romantic or kinky or dirty or whatever world with me. And I like it always being different. I like variety. Variety is the spice of life, right? When you're in a relationship, and of course there's certain things once you know someone's body that you're always going to do. You know, they love their your tongue, you know, against their left thigh, just a certain spot. You're always going to do that because you always want to give your partner, well, most people want to give their partner what they want. If you knew how to make my back arch, or for me to be speechless, or to give me the chills, wouldn't you want to do it every single time? So I love setting the mood, and although I'm completely submissive, I still want to give my partner, my lover, you know, I still want to give my half and meet them halfway. And so if I can look the part, if I can set up an evening or a time or experience that it takes less effort for them to get in the mood, then I'm happy to do it. I like dressing up for sex. I like doing my makeup a certain way and my hair and making sure my skin is soft and waxed and shaved, and I like that. It's fun to me. It makes me feel even more sexy, and I like letting, it's just another way to show my partner their worth so much to me. They're worth the time and the effort, and they bring out the best of me, so why not show the best side of me? But I mean, obviously that's not an every time thing, because you can't always plan. You certainly wouldn't want to plan everything, but I do like to try. I love lingerie. I do. I love it. I love shopping for it and putting little outfits together and all of that, making sure I have some kind of sparkly jewelry or something just to make me feel sexier. And I don't know, it's fun. It makes me smile. If you know anything about me, you know that sex is always supposed to be fun when you're with me. I don't buy into the seriousness that a lot of people do with sex. It's too fun. It feels too good. I mean, of course, there's serious moments where it's like, fucking, I need you now. This is serious business. But even then, I really just want to have fun. I'm also the girl that if you spank me really hard, if you do something really rough to me, I'm going to smile because it feels fucking incredible. So you're going to get that devilish little smile from me. And I'm going to get even more excited. So, but I do like setting a scene. Not a scene, like a role play scene. Not like, that's not what I mean. Just, it helps to get in the mood and show someone your intentions. I mean, if you're greeted at the door and I'm wearing, you know, let's see, like a pastel pink with black polka dot little sheer baby doll lingerie with my hair curled in pigtails and all of that, you're gonna kind of guess what I'm in the mood for, I assume. I'm pretty straightforward with things like that. That's fun. So, yes, I like that. So, I just thought I would share some of my thoughts about preparing and getting ready. I get asked so often so many sexual questions that I thought I'd share some of my thoughts. Well, hope you enjoyed that. Bye, everyone.